2 Corinthians chapter 2. But I determined this with myself, that I wouldn't come again to you in heaviness. For if I make you sorry, who is he then that makes me glad, the one that I make sorry? And I wrote this same to you, so that when I come, I won't have sorrow regarding those about whom I ought to rejoice, having confidence in you all, that my joy is the joy of you all. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote to you with many tears, not that you should be grieved, but so you would know the love that I have more abundantly for you. But if any has caused grief, he has not grieved me except a little, so that I will not overcharge you all. Sufficient to such a man is this punishment that was inflicted by many. So that on the contrary, you should rather forgive him and comfort him, so he won't be swallowed up by too much sorrow. So I ask you, please, to confirm your love toward him. Because for this purpose also I wrote, that I would know the proof of you, whether you are obedient in all things. To whom you forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgave anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sakes I forgave it in the person of Christ, so that Satan won't get an advantage over us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Also, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened to me by the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit, because I didn't find Titus my brother. But leaving them, I went from there into Macedonia. Now thanks be to God, who always causes us to triumph in Christ, and makes clear the fragrance of his knowledge by us everywhere. For we are to God a sweet fragrance of Christ in those who are saved, and in those who are destroyed. To one, we are the odor of death to death, and to the other, the fragrance of life to life. And who is sufficient for these things? For we are not like many who corrupt the word of God, but we are sincere, and of God, in the sight of God, we speak in Christ.